Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin. Dude, Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com. Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by Streamate.com, the global leader in live streaming. With the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours, Streamate creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on Streamate.com. The question is, are you ready? Welcome to the show.
Hey Andrea, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, darling?
Doing great. Honored to have Streamate, one of the big monsters in the adult industry, being a sponsor of the Mr. Skin Podcast. I'm always always excited to have a big name sponsor. So very cool. Streamate is the real deal.
Absolutely. Super rad.
Yeah.
Very grateful for them.
How have you been, ma'am?
Dude, I've been good. I've been doing some photo shoots. I've been getting my mojo back, hitting the gym, you know, just doing the damn thing, living the life out here in LA. How have you been doing?
Oh, doing good. A lot of kids stuff, as you could imagine. Mm-hmm. So my mojo's been gone for a while, but yeah.
Well, we'll get that. We have a sponsor for that too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. You know, I always think about it. If I did not have kids, not that I'm advocating for that, but if I did not have kids, I just think there'd be way more sex and excitement in the house. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
yeah,
because you guys could just whenever you feel like it, you know.
Yeah. I'll put it this way. I leave my vibrator on the coffee table.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like,
my God.
It's just
remember,
like,
yeah, if I came over for coffee and I accidentally stirred with it, right?
Well, I do usually put it away when company comes over. But yeah, it's having no kids is a really spontaneous lifestyle. And it's one of the reasons that we're kind of holding off. You know, I've been married for a long time.
Yeah.
And we're just still like kind of selfish with our time together and our traveling and our being nasty and freaky. Mm-hmm. Like, I love just boning on the couch whenever I want and not like thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's right. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry about kids. And it's not even just kids being around. It's like all the obligations you have with kids. And believe me, I have friends that never got married. And I have friends, that obviously, that are married. And I'm obviously in the married with kids thing.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you do appreciate the times you could have sex. But it's just like, the other thing, too, is it's being tired. Like, sometimes you're just like, oh, man, what a day. You know, you did this, and this. And
totally.
It's hard. You know, it's hard because, like, you can have sex, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday.
That's right.
You know,
right. Yes.
I'm at a girls soccer game or a boys baseball game. Yeah, it's a little different. So.
Yeah, I totally understand. Even when I just like babysit or hang out with some kids or go to a kid's birthday party, I'm just like pooped. I don't know.
You're
how
tired
you,
just watching does. The parents run around, right?
Yes, it's exhausting. But you know, it is in the cards for me. Just I don't know when.
Yeah, it'll
but
happen.
But it's not off the table.
Yeah.
So.
No, I get it. I get it. Well,
you'll be the first to know, though, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. You can't make today's podcast. You got a breastfeeding class. So
I'll make sure I give the Mr. Skin Podcast, though, the pregnancy exclusive when it does happen.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Yeah, you'll
well,
get
let me
the
get
scoop
to,
for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let me get to, it was another outstanding week for television nudity, and I actually have some cool movie stuff to talk to you about.
Awesome.
Also, but last night was especially good, and I want to start with The Deuce, which officially at the Mr. Skin offices is considered the best show for nudity on television right now. You know, David Simon from The Wire, it's about the sex industry in New York City around 1971, 72 area, 42nd Street. And It's just the first two episodes absolutely blew my mind. We had the funny Maggie Gyllenhaal Campbell's potato soup scene from last week. But
yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, and just like they just had four great nude scenes in each of the first two episodes. And last night they had a couple of really good ones. And I got to say, I'm really digging this Margarita LaViva. I believe is how you pronounce her name. And we knew her from a movie she did with Ashton Kutcher in 2009 called Spread. But for anyone who watches the show The Deuce, Sunday nights on HBO, they had their third episode Sunday night, you'll know her as the NYU student, college student, kind of getting, I'm guessing, is going to get lured into this world somehow. But she's really beautiful playing this college student. She's already done a couple of really good nude scenes. And one of them last night I really dug, where she was in her college dorm and her friend was sleeping next to her, like in the bed next to her. And she had some like college dude over and he's just goes down on her. And it's just a really hot scene. And she was the girl that had, in the first episode, the affair with her professor, where she was banging her professor. So she's like my favorite girl on the show. Really sexy. She's obviously a little older than college age, but she's playing
like
a college student.
Like in real life, you mean?
Yeah, she's playing a college student, but really hot. And last night, she had that great scene in bed with this college guy, and with her friend laying next to her, which I really loved. Now, she showed breasts, but you know, he was downstairs, and
as you can see. You can see the writhing, and yeah, you know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah, so she's my new favorite player on The Deuce. She's did another great nude scene last night. And then this girl, Michelle Bobby, she was having sex in front of a crowd of guys. And the way they did the scene was really interesting, because you got to think back to like the early 70s and just being a different time. And kind of the what was going on in that scene you're looking at, where the guy's doing the girl from behind. Yeah. It's like it's peep, you know, it's like a peep show thing. So what they were doing, there was no film in that camera. So guy, you know, it's before the internet and the hassle of trying to find these videos and all that. So these guys would pay money to watch people have sex, and
live sex show, babe.
It's
yeah,
a live sex
totally.
Show. Yeah. And it's just, again, it's hard for people of this generation with the internet and everything else to really appreciate that. But live sex shows might only cost 25 cents, depending where you went back there. And but it's cool. And obviously, they're going to do a lot of this on the show. But yeah, this Michelle Bobby's just there getting banged by a dude. They have a fake like camera guy. And it's, you know what, I shouldn't say, when I said 25 cents, I meant 25 cents a minute. They obviously had to make money, and it was very lucrative, as you can imagine, but the longer you stayed, and I'm sure a number of those guys in the audience were jerking off, but the longer you stay, the, more it costs. And, it was just interesting. It's just not anything people today probably can imagine, sitting with other men watching sex and jerking off.
What I can't imagine
is
the person who has to collect the money afterward.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
You know, like all these hands have been all up on junk and
I didn't think about that.
I mean, that's what I think about. But it's like, you know, where currently can you see a live sex show, maybe besides Amsterdam? I can't even think of anywhere.
Yeah, it's
maybe some places in Asia, like Thailand. You could probably see some.
Oh yeah. They're out there. You could find them, but they're few and far between, and they're very rarely.
I'm just thinking.
In the United States, you're not going to find them unless it's really an illegal place. But they used to have a sign at a place on 42nd Street that was really a funny sign, and this actually existed. It said, "Guys in front row must keep dick in pants," and that was an actual sign. It was called Show World on 42nd Street. So what I'm digging also about The Deuce is they're really like they did their homework on that era and what it was like. And not only is it a show with great actors and obviously very well written, but man, is it good for nudity. So good. We're
so
digging
good.
It over here at Mr. Skin Andrew. We love that show. The Deuce on HBO Sunday nights.
I cannot wait to just start watching this. I just haven't had time, but I'm so excited. Like, you're amping me up so well. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's right up your alley. I mean, the topics and everything. And
everything.
And even the stuff with Maggie Gyllenhaal and the other prostitutes, I think's, you know, pretty realistic. And Yeah, it's a good show. So I'm digging it so far, and I'm especially loving the nudity, but check it out. So some really good naked scenes last night on The Deuce. But a couple other things. That show, there's a show called Get Shorty, which I've mentioned. We were joking it should be called Get Longy, because there's been such good nudity. But it's from the Epix Network, which is... It's a cable channel. Probably their biggest claim to fame before Get Shorty was they had that Nick Nolte show, Graves, was from Epix, and it had some nudity. But it's a cable channel, and I don't know how many people know about it, but we're all over the show. It's got Ray Romano's...
Yeah, he's in it. Yeah, I see him all over the billboards.
Yeah. So it was Ray Romano was in bed. I just thought it kind of a funny scene where he was in bed with this Lydia Porto, who's a really big boned woman. Let's say she's wearing a red bra in bed and she's trying to seduce him, and he can't stop thinking about this gruesome crime scene. And they don't get very far because he's so freaked out about this gruesome crime scene. But she was this like really big boned. BBW babe that he was in bed with,
nice.
In a red bra. But the big highlight this week, and we were all over this, there were two really cool moments this week on Get Shorty, and it came from a girl named Sarah Stiles, who first of all, she did a full frontal scene that is one of the best nude scenes so far this year. It'll definitely be in one of the top full frontal scenes. And you would remember, do you remember, I don't know how many podcasts back this was, but there's a show called I'm Dying Up Here about the LA comic scene in the 80s. And we talked about a weird scene where this girl was in bed with Michael Angarano, and she was doing the baby talk, like really weird talk. And then she wanted the thermometer in her butt, you know, because she thought she was sick. That's the same girl. So this Sarah Stiles is having a nice little 2017. So we didn't know anything about her until I'm Dying Up Here. But she had this... If you watch that scene, it is the weirdest scene, because this guy's like trying to bang this hot chick and she wants to do baby talk, to the point where, you know, he's kind of going along with it, but it's getting really weird and creepy. And finally... you know, he's like, are you sure you don't just want baby aspirin for your fever? And she's like, no, you know, she's talking in her baby talk that she wants a thermometer in the butt, and it's pretty wild. So she's the same girl, but look at this full frontal scene. It's really a great scene from the girl from I'm Dying Up Here, Sarah Stiles.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And she I'm a little confused about the scene where she's having sex.
Well, I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that in 1 second, because that's another weird one, and I'm going to talk about that. But so I'm looking at this full frontal scene of Sarah Stiles. First question I ask my content guys: all right, guys, what do you think? Merkin or no Merkin? Andrea, what do you think?
Oh, let me zoom in.
Got to zoom in.
You know, it's so crazy because... like we've been saying, the Merkin technology has just been getting better and better. And these Merkin technicians and wizards are like creating it so it's like more sparse. So it's not just like some obvious furkini like we've seen in the past.
Mm-hmm.
My intuition wants to say it's fake because it looks a little too dark.
Okay. Well, your skin tuition is actually really good, because this is my guys. Now, imagine this. This is how thorough my team is. Our guys, just to do a little research on this, they listened, now get this, to the Get Shorty podcast that featured Sarah Stiles, and she had this to say about whether she was wearing a Merkin or not.
He has to look at you. You're standing nude before.
Yeah, he's like, I will not look at her boobs or her puss piece. That's what I call my puss piece. Actually named her.
We can say that on the show. I mean, this is uncensored.
You told me I could, so I'm going right for it immediately.
Yeah.
It's a Merkin, technically, but my sister calls it a puss piece, and I called her Sylvia. I don't know why.
Let's explain to our audience what a Merkin is. It's not everybody knows what a Merkin is.
Okay,
I didn't know
it's
we're learning so many things. But now, so a Merkin. You should describe exactly what a Merkin is.
Okay, a Merkin is a wig for your vagina.
You know, isn't that great? It sounds like she's on helium, doesn't it?
I know, I'm thinking now, voice. Was...
Was no that baby she was talk? Able to do actually that. Not
I was going to say,
talk?
No wonder she was able to, they got her to do that role for the baby talk, because she's naturally sounds like a baby when she talks. But
yeah, perfect casting.
So only my guys would, now I want to be the first to say, I did not listen to the podcast. I don't know who the host is, but when I was trying to get to the bottom of this, no pun intended, they sent me a link and said, look what we found. So I had to play it. I had to play it on the podcast. So,
but this just goes to show how good Merkins are getting, because that looks
good. I know.
Good.
It sucks. It's like, so hard
it
for me.
It fades out. But you know what? I've got the Hawkeyes and you've got the Skin Scouts and everything. You've got the crack staff. So we'll, together, we'll always figure it out.
Oh, my God. So anyway, so yeah, it's called Get Shorty Hairstyles. Now, you were asking about the scene where she's getting doggy styled by this guy.
Yeah,
there was another nude
because
scene.
Because she's kind of getting doggy styled, but kind of not getting doggy
styled.
Well,
let
but
me
what
explain
the hell's
going this. So she's in the scene, she's on all fours, and there's this guy, and they called it like a tantric sex scene with her. He's Mormon, and he had this weird rule that if he puts it in but doesn't pump or move it around, God won't know because it's not moving. So she's like freaking out because his cock's in, but he's not doing anything.
Thrusting.
So
he's not thrusting.
So it's still like, it's still exciting, but it's not, it's different. And she was saying, wow, this is some crazy tantric sex. And the reason it's such a weird looking doggy style scene is because he's Mormon and couldn't do movement. So, hey, I'm just explaining what happened on the show.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Like, that's just crazy.
Yeah, I know.
But
I know.
Whatever. But now I get it. But so, but they're practicing Tantra, which is like, you know, ancient Indian like culture. And he's like Mormon. It's just so crazy.
Yeah,
but
it's really
the
weird.
The look on her face is excellent. Like it looks like she's getting pounded hard. Then you look to the zoom out and he's like not pounding at all.
Yep.
Makes me want to like try some Tantra tonight.
Is it tantric? Yeah, whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it is like an art form and it is something you have to practice. But apparently it's like mind blowing. And I've just been a little too lazy to kind of dip my toe into the Tantra world. But I'm like,
Yeah, the difference between you and I is you have the time to do it. I don't have the time to do that kind of sex. So
I'm just lazy. Yeah.
Anyway, so Andrea, let's talk about our sponsor for today. There's some pretty incredible cam girls on their site. True?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So StreamMate is a little different than most other cam sites because the site is totally free, which means you can talk with all the beautiful models in party chat without paying a dime. That's so badass. So there are thousands of models broadcasting at any point in time, including porn stars like Diamond Jackson, Gina Lynn, Amy Fisher, Ashton Blake, and amateur hotties like Emma Lovett, Cassie Nicole, and so many more. StreamMate partners with some of the biggest adult sites out there. So if you have a favorite performer, chances are you may be able to find her for a personal session. So we know you guys want to check out some of the best shows in camming. So head over to StreamMate.com right now.
Yeah, and StreamMate's like the Amazon of camming. So they're the big boys. So if you're in to this, definitely check them out, StreamMate.com. So thanks again for being a sponsor, or maybe I should say the Mamazon, but yes, they have tons of naked babes. Anyway, so I got a lot of some other television stuff, really cool stuff to get to real quick. This isn't anything this isn't like super nude or anything, but I just, this American Horror Story, which is in its seventh season on FX, their third episode last week, which I think it airs on Tuesdays, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but I think it's Tuesdays. Okay. Sarah Paulson and Allison Pill, they're having a weird year. It's about like a Trump. There's this crazy Trump supporter that's terrorizing people and clowns. And I haven't watched it, but you know, I get all the sexy and nude stuff from all these different shows. So I just noticed. It just was interesting to me because I'm an Allison Pill fan. Hot babe, she has been naked, and Dear Wendy's a good example of one. Great rack. And Sarah Paulson, who played Marsha Clark in the OJ Simpson, and she's been in American Horror Story. She was also she's done some nudity, Deadwood, different places. But
she's a badass actress, like straight
she's
up.
Really good.
She's really freaking talented.
Yeah, she's on every year of the American Horror Story, and great actress. And they're making out. And I'm like, oh man, is that hot? So I need to look more into this. But they were sharing a nice kiss, and I guess they have some neighbors messing with them, and that boy, I guess, is they're lesbians, and the boy's their son. But I'm just digging this girl action. So
totally,
yeah, I got to check it out. But anyway, American Horror Story, some good couple sex with Sarah Paulson, Alison Pill. But let me get into some nude stuff, or almost nude stuff. And this, I'm gonna need you to chime in on this real quick, because I know you're a real Housewives of Orange County girl. But this caught my eye last week when we were. You know, I get all these updates from all my team, and you know, Andrew, I'm a big boob guy. That's my thing. And
totally,
Kelly Dodd, I guess, is getting breast reduction. This is in their 11th episode this season on Orange County Real Housewives on Bravo. And man, this is just so good. For I don't care that they blur the nips out. You still could like see the movement, and I guess her. Dude. This is her husband, right? That's lucky enough.
This is
to
her
be,
husband.
Yeah, so it's just a slight little blur of the nips, but everything else is visible. And he's, I guess, she has like 32 double D real breasts. Now the question
I
have
don't
for
think
you,
those are
well,
real at all.
That's the question. Is she said that she's definitely said she's had work done, which I get. But my thing is like at her age, if those were 32 double Ds, she would. They'd be hanging a lot lower than that, but there's but and I'm in agreement with you. I'm don't watch the show, so
I don't think they're real. Yeah, well, I've never thought they're real, and I've you know what I mean. Like it, even with her with or without saying that, I don't think they're real.
So the definition then of breast reduction is she's getting her
implants smaller.
Okay, well that's a different. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. So
it's a tricky way of trying to perpetuate the myth that your boobs are real by saying, "Oh, I'm getting a breast reduction," but what you're really doing is doing an implant reduction.
Okay.
There's a lot of ways that women kind of weave around the whole "Are my boobs real or fake?" thing, and I don't know why it's so taboo. Like, if you have great fake boobs, show them and tell us who your doctor is. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
right. Well, that's what I was gonna say, because like she obviously went to a great doctor, because you know
they're fantastic.
All things considered, of course, I'd rather have the 32 double D naturals over 32 double D fake. But I got to say, these are
amazing.
Really good fakes, because like the side looks good. Like they're hanging enough for me to make me feel like, you know, they're within the realm of real possibility. You know what I'm saying? Like they're just
right.
They're not like the straight out headlights that I don't like. I'm not a fan
exactly.
of robo hooters that like stand straight out, especially when they're really big. I like the teardrop effect of the
yes.
Of the implant.
So how they do that is plastic surgeons, specifically like Garth Fisher, he was like the first one to kind of come out with this like technique. You put the implant half under the muscle, half over the muscle. Mm-hmm. His ex, Brooke Burke, is a really great example of that kind of look, of that big natural looking implant. And mm-hmm. I think that's what Kelly's had here. But you can tell they're fake, because when her husband is putting the sunscreen or the lotion, whatever the hell he's putting on her, and he goes around the side of the boob and squeezes it, it doesn't really squeeze. And you know what I mean? Like, if that's a real natural boob, it's going to squish and smush, especially at that age, because your mammary glands decrease as you get older. So it would be mostly fat if they were that size. So I'm just calling it fake, fake, fake. But they still look damn good, and I wouldn't mind squeezing on those and rubbing lotion on them.
Well, Andrew, I just want you to know I can listen to you talk about Tata technology forever, because you are a sexpert. Yes, you are great at this. So that's why I defer to you on this. But
Thank you, darling.
If you haven't seen this, The Real Housewives of Orange County, last episode, or actually episode 11. I don't know. It depends when you're listening to the show. But Kelly Dodd, the episode where she says she's getting implant reduction, obviously.
Yeah.
It's really hot, even, and like I said,
it is.
It just the nips are pixelated, and everything else with her husband finally.
Yeah.
And I could watch this GIF that our guys made of this scene. I could sit and watch it all day on a loop. It's fantastic. So if you haven't seen this, I was really, really into that. So
yeah, it looks good, and I don't even like her or her character on the show, but I can't stop watching the GIF or the GIF, whatever it is, over and over myself.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. It's great.
It's great. All right. It's fantastic.
One thing, last thing on television, and what I'm trying to do for the podcast is just kind of hit the high notes and the things that are really a big deal and not have to cram in every single thing I see because there's so much. I think I was maybe doing a little too much, but this is something that there's two things from Transparent that really is breaking nudes, and we got to talk about it, and I'm really excited about this stuff. So the first and foremost, if you don't know the show Transparent, it's on Amazon. It's by Jill Soloway about an LA family, and then their father, Jeffrey Tambor, goes transgender on him, and you know he's a in his 60s, and it's just a really well reviewed show. A lot of people are into it, but it's called Transparent. They released season 4 this week, and and what I love about Amazon and a lot of these shows, Netflix does it a lot too. They'll release the whole season, they'll release the whole season at once. So it was a busy day. I think it was Friday when my guys went through it. So here's the deal. There were two major developments on Transparent this season as far as what I do with the nudity. First, I will say that of the 4 seasons of Transparent, this is probably the one with the fewest amount of nude scenes, but this is the one that has a groundbreaking nude scene that I'll get to in a minute. But first, let me start with there's a recurring theme in this thing where Alia Shawkat, I believe is how you pronounce her name.
Okay.
You would know her. She was on all the episodes of Arrested Development. She was the daughter of David Cross and Portia de Rossi.
Maybe?
Yeah. She's well, she was also she broke out big on Search Party last year, which was like Nancy Drew for millennials on TBS, and believe me, she is has an incredible rack, which up until Transparent season 4 was released, you had never seen him. So this season, there's a thing where so Alia plays this girl Lila on the show, and she has a relationship with Amy Landecker, who's Jeffrey Tambor's daughter, and her husband. So it's like a three-way thing. And
dude, it's fucking hot.
Yeah, it's really hot. She has like Alia Shawkat has like freckles too, so she has a very unique look.
I love her look. I always have.
Yeah, what a powerful rack. Now talk about now, those are real. Yes.
Those are power titties. Those are real double D titties. Yes. I mean, they're incredible. And, you know, I actually watched this show, and it's funny because I love the fact that, as you said, it's kind of all released at once. These episodes are 30 minutes. So you don't really want, you can't wait a week to watch 30 minutes.
You binge it.
But if I can give a little bit of background, so Jeffrey Tambor's daughter and the freckle girl, they meet at a sexaholics meeting.
Oh my God. Okay. That I didn't know.
Now they're having like a wild three-way with the husband. And now I haven't seen this yet. So I'm super amped to see this. And it's actually given me ideas because, you know, I'm a threesome person.
Oh.
And
yes.
I'm like, what is the sandwich technique they're using? I haven't tried that one.
Well, there's a funny scene where because I got to watch all the all the nude scenes from this. I haven't watched the episodes to get the backstory. There's a scene where the three of them are together, and you got Ali Shawkat's breasts in there. But the scene is great because they're stacked up like a can of sardines, and he's and the guy's crying for Amy Landecker to get off of him. And and she can't hear because she's in the throes of ecstasy, and it's pretty cool. So anyway,
that's really funny.
Yeah, really cool. Yeah. So it's Alia Shawkat, and really good nudity from her. And she was like the main one. Like Amy Landecker just was really brief, but Alia Shawkat did the lion's share of the nudity. But let me get to another major, major development from Transparent this year, because it's historic.
Okay.
In the second episode of this season, Alexandra Billings, who plays Davina, who's one of Maura's, which is Jeffrey Tambor's, mentors and trans friends, she's with her partner, Sal. And so she's transgender. And Sal is giving her a massage. And you could see her butt, and you see her boobs in the scene, too. And she's talking about the hormone therapy that she's getting and how it's hurting her, you know, it's bad on her kidneys. Well, he like backs off because he's like on top of her, and then like her kidneys are hurting because of her hormone therapy. She turns over And Andrea, this is, believe it or not, the first transgender full frontal scene in
really
in TV history. Yeah, it's pretty groundbreaking.
Really?
Alexandra Billings.
Because Alexandra Billings, in absolute real life, she is absolutely, truly transgender. So mm-hmm. we've seen before, you know, with like Michelle Rodriguez, with like prosthetics and yeah. CGI doing full frontal transgender.
The assignment,
but
yeah.
This, yeah, this is like real deal. Here's what I look like naked
yeah.
as a transgender human being acting on a show, playing pretty much a character almost similar to herself. This is nuts.
Yeah, no pun intended. Yes. And, yeah, and it's yeah, and it's pretty cool. Like she was, I remember like when Romeo Michelle, the beginning, that TV show, like in the mid 2000s, she was the first character that was okay. transgender. So I was asking the guys that, should we put her at Mr. Man or Mr. Skin? And they go, nope, we're going Mr. Skin because she identifies as a woman and I'm fine with
yes.
that. So you could see Alexandra Billings topless, boobs, and penis all
wow.
in the same scene, season 4, episode 2 of Transparent. So it's a groundbreaking nude scene. Very cool.
That is absolutely incredible. I just can't stop watching it. I'm so proud of her for doing that.
Are we
going to
call that a she-ness?
I mean,
I don't know.
What we
I don't know where I'm
that,
going with that, but yeah, it's okay.
Sheena.
But anyway, yeah. So I got some gifts for you to see all the Alia Shawkat and Alexandra Billings moments from season 4
Dude.
Of Transparent. So definitely check that out.
The Alia Shawkat titties. I mean, come on. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Isn't that a great rack? I didn't really know her rack was that great.
You know, because she's always hidden it. Like, I'm so glad she's released them.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So, anyway, let me. There's a couple of movie things I just. Uh oh.
Yes.
The Wheel of Skin. This is where CP, the EP, he spins the wheel and asks me a question. I am, of course, Pat Sajakoff. Andrea is plays Vadja White, and this is Merck and Griffin production, and it's become a regular feature in the Mr. Skin podcast where he spins the wheel, throws an actress at me, and I got to talk her up and talk her nudity for the show. So, CP, go ahead and spin the wheel.
All right. And we have Minka Kelly.
Ooh, gorgeous.
Ooh, okay.
Baby. You know who Minka
yeah.
Kelly is? You know about
yes.
her? Okay, yeah. She's
so
beautiful.
Pretty.
Yeah, my first thing I'll say about her is I remember she's the daughter of an Aerosmith guitarist, but not Joe Perry, but one of the guys, and I don't know if he was like in the band the whole time. I know that I think his name was Rick Duffy or DeFay or something like that. And
okay.
he definitely is her dad. He was in Aerosmith. And then the mom was like an actress, but like in only a few minor things. But my God, is she hot. I think one time I was looking it up, she's like French, Irish, Dutch, German. She's like a potpourri of hotness, but
she's just banging.
Oh my
yeah.
God. And I got to tell you, so she's been around, like she really blew up when Friday Night Lights came out in like 06, maybe that was. And
that was a while ago.
Yeah. So from like the 3 or 4 years that show was on, I would get so many guys, and it's continued to this day where I'd be on radio shows or people asking me, Minka Kelly, has she ever been naked in a movie and this and that? And I'd always have to say no, you know. And then at one point she was engaged to Derek Jeter, so she had another
That's
level
right.
of celebrity. So it was always a bummer because she was so hot and guys were always asking me. And I always would say, like, you know, I'd be able to tell them about the World Made Straight, where she was in like a little camisole, or the, you know, even Friday Night Lights, where she was in a bikini. But I never had anything good nudity wise to say. And then she did a movie in 2016 called Papa Hemingway in Cuba. And it's about a reporter played by Giovanni Ribisi. And he goes to Cuba to interview Ernest Hemingway in like the late 50s. So, you know, this is a movie, chances are I'm never going to actually watch, right? But then when one of my guys was at a film fest, they said, oh my God, you're going to not believe this, but Minka Kelly, about 24 minutes in, goes for a skinny dip with Giovanni Ribisi and shows her
what?
Butt. And yeah, you can check it out. So if you go to our website, we definitely have it. It's called Papa Hemingway in Cuba from 2016. happens at the 24-minute mark. And as you can imagine, Minka doesn't stink us. She's a fantastic looking butt. Now, you only see her butt, but it's a great scene because they are like at the ocean and they both strip off. You could avoid the Giovanni Ribisi nudity if you need to, but she is spectacular. And it's her only nude scene, but it's well worth checking out. So I could finally say, Andrea, that Minka Kelly is naked.
That's great. Now, that's her one and only, huh?
Yep, that's it. But you know what? That's fine with me. As long as you got one in the bag, I'm happy. And now maybe the next time she does this, she could be running the opposite way towards the camera full frontal, yes. And then we'll really be in business. So
maybe Minka can show us some pinka. That would be absolutely
You're turning into me. Phenomenal. You're turning into me.
Well, you rub off on me. I can't. Well,
you don't know how many times. You don't know how many times I rub off on you. Yes, or for you. But yeah, you're right. That's a it is.
Fingers
funny.
Crossed.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So anyway, but yeah. So great question on the Wheel of Skin, Minka Kelly this week. So thanks, CP, the EP. I appreciate that. Yeah. So let me get into some movie stuff because there was a couple things before we wrap up that I really wanted to talk about. One is this came across my desk, Andrea, last week, and it's just mind blowing because you know I am a fan of the big natural boobs, but there's a movie called Ismail's Ghosts, and it's a French movie. You won't know. I think Charlotte Gainsbourg's in there, and Marion Cotillard, who, by the way, Marion Cotillard, not only has she done 14 movies where she's been naked,
whoa,
she was in Dark Knight Rises also, but she was an Academy Award winner. She played Edith Piaf in La Vie en Rose, I remember, and she's the total package. She's gorgeous. She's a great actress. Loves to get naked, and she, what blew me away is, as much as I love her and have been a fan of her, I saw these pictures from Ismail's Ghost, which, by the way, isn't even available here in the United States, but my international division through a Russian VOD was able to get me these clips. Yes,
excellent.
Andrea, there is a Russian connection here at MrSkin.com. But
I won't hold it against you.
No, but my God, this full frontal scene, I'm going to say of her 14 movies, this is my favorite one. And I can't believe I'm saying that because I loved all the other stuff. But who in their
then
40s does
know
their...
is good.
Yeah, yeah. And believe me, there might be some Russian dressing on my computer in a little while after I watch this on a loop on my computer. But it's ridiculous. It's full frontal. Marion Cotillard, Ismail's Ghosts, and a little sneak peek. It'll be out later this year here, or probably even in 2018. But like I said, it's from
She's
a
incredible.
Russian VOD is how we snagged this. So it's not even out yet, but you'll love it. It's awesome.
I love it. And it's totally not a Merkin. She's got it all going on.
Oh, yeah,
I love
right.
the body. It's just so womanly.
Yep.
Like, it's just so perfect. And you just want to, like, snuggle her naked
for hours. Yeah.
Among other things. But
yeah, right. Yeah, you'll be rushing perfect. To take your pants off when you see this scene. But anyway, it's called Ismail's Ghost, Marion Cotillard. Awesome
cool.
full frontal. One of my favorite nude scenes of 2017.
And fantastic.
I will be mentioning this again in the Anatomy Awards because I love it. It's awesome. So I'm a Lady Gaga always comes through in the clutch when it comes to nudity, and she always surprises me. I'm always blown away by her willingness to just, you know, get naked because she's a big music star, obviously, and she doesn't have to do it. But she's done like crazy stuff where I remember she did this weird YouTube thing a few years back. It was called the Abramovich Method, and it was this yoga thing she did, and it's like, why would a huge music star do this? Because she was completely naked in it, and it was, you know, just didn't need to happen. It was like very artsy and whatever, but she did it, and there it was on YouTube, and we have it at the website. But she did this or actually Netflix released a documentary on her, and it was all about her. Remember, she was the singer at the Super Bowl last February.
It's no,
oh, okay, yeah, right. Why would you know anything about sports? But anyway, she right. was, she was the singer, and this is a documentary leading up to that, you know, huge event. She did the halftime show at the Super Bowl, And it's called Lady Gaga 5'2". It's a Netflix documentary. It was released on Friday of last week. And there she is again. So she's outside with her handlers, like her, I don't know, PR people.
Her dressers. Yeah,
her dressers, you know, whoever it is.
Yeah, they're talking and about. And makeup.
Yeah, they're like working on her wardrobe and all this stuff. So it's like this dude who's, you know, like a gay guy, and then like three women, and they're talking business, and she's in a bikini. In the middle of the conversation, 29 minutes into this docudrama, she pops the bikini top and continues the conversation topless. And I'm like, it's crazy. And it was just like a bonus thing I wasn't ready for. But she has a great rack, and it's natural.
She totally has a great rack. Yeah. And, you know, it's like she must not love tan lines as much as you and I do.
Right. She's all,
why else would you do that?
Yeah. It's really crazy. So she did that. And there's another scene where she's in a thong, and you get that. She's also naked on a horse later in it. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, Andrew. It's called Gaga 5'2". It's a Netflix documentary that just got released.
Cool.
And
she's fascinating. She's so weird. I don't follow her much, but I may watch this just out of sheer curiosity.
Yeah. Oh no, it's all about Lady Gaga behind the scenes leading up to the big halftime show at the Super Bowl.
And so cool.
Bonus, great Lady Gaga nudity. So nice. Check that out. And then last but not least, I have a weird thing. I don't even know what to make of this. I didn't even know if I should bring this up, but I just wanted your opinion because it's
okay.
It's completely
crazy. Now you
have
me a little scared.
Well, it is. This is going to be weird. Anyway, okay. it's a movie called Assholes, which is directed by Peter Vack. He's probably best known for being in Mozart in the Jungle as an actor. But this is getting, people are talking about this. They just released a trailer, and I guess it was at the South by Southwest Film Festival, and it got like people that have seen it are calling it like the most disgusting movie of all time.
And really,
it deals with a lot of scat shit, no pun intended. So it's like there's a scene in there. It'll be like this would be like an outrageous midnight movie because there's no way this would go mainstream, but. We actually, our skin scouts, one of them saw this movie, and there is nudity in the film.
Well, there has to be if people are saying it's most disgusting. Well, like, there has to be like squashing with shit or what?
Yeah, it's not so much because of the nudity that it's disgusting, but this Betsy Brown girl, nobody you're ever going to have heard of. But here's the weird part. So this Betsy Brown is topless. She's in it. But there is a scene where I think it's Betsy Brown is eating a guy's asshole, and it's like very graphic. So she's eating asshole, which is fine.
Excellent. You know, we like that.
Yeah. It's all about like just all gross stuff. Zits, herpes.
Okay. Well, pooing. I don't want to see zits being popped. I don't want to see shankers being popped. I don't want to see any of that.
You're
going to
see a lot of gross stuff, but here's the weird thing that I wanted to cover. And again, I haven't seen it, but I'm just reporting on this. So,
all right.
There's a girl named Eileen Dietz, who's in the movie, and she is, we looked her up, and I can't believe she did this, but she's 73 years old, which is weird. But there's a scene where she is completely naked, but she's covered in poo.
I know. That's so fucking foul.
I know. Well, scat fans will be excited about this, but
like, really, though, like, are scat fans even real? Like, Who really wants to see anyone covered in shit? Like, what is wrong with your fucking brain? I am all about fetishes. I appreciate them, but it's like, that is just so fucking wrong.
Yeah, well, I'll keep you posted on this, but this is
I don't want to watch it, so you're going to have to keep me posted.
Yeah.
And I definitely don't want to see someone who's like in the vicinity of my mom's age being covered in poop in a sexual way, for sure.
I'm with you, but I just have to report on this. It's called Assholes. Well, my guy saw it at a film fest. They just released a trailer for it. The trailer doesn't tell you too much other than they quote some of the critics saying it's the most disgusting movie of all time. So anyway, I'll keep you posted. There is nudity in it. Not exactly up my alley or up my ass kind of stuff. But yeah. But anyway, it's It's out there. It's called Assholes, and I'll keep you posted.
But so, just for like pop culture reference, before this Assholes movie is gonna come out, what would be the most disgusting movie before that? Would it be like Human Centipede, or is there something like this? To me, sounds just like nothing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think Pink Flamingos had some really disgusting moments. Eraserhead also. I mean, to me, like violent stuff is tough.
Disgusting.
Not into that so much. But listen, to some people, they get off on it. And believe me, I see what people search at our website. There's some creepy dudes out there. But for me, I have zero interest. Even in the peeing, I could maybe stand, but the pooing stuff, I'm out.
So, no, totally. Yeah, I don't want to think about that at all.
Yeah. And believe me, I've seen a lot of crappy movies in my day, but not literally. So anyway,
not literally. Yeah, yeah. All right, let's we went dark. Now let's go back to the light. I want to say, like, this show was fucking excellent. I think like the best sign ever that was spotted by you, like in person, is that guys in the front row must keep dick in pants.
Yeah, that's very important. Yes.
And we also learned in this episode that a breast reduction is code for an implant reduction when the titties have been enhanced. So I think we all learned something from that. And maybe from Arrested Development has the best natural boobs, maybe. We got to catch Transparent, though, the clip on MrSkin.com to see for ourselves. I mean,
yes, Alia Shawkat, man. Yeah, that's a nice rack. And
phenomenal.
Hey, and kudos to Alexandra Billings for the first ever transgender full frontal and
history.
Yeah, in history, and very cool stuff. So, good week. And Andrew,
we will
talk soon. Lots of good stuff coming up, too. So, lots to get to.
That's right. Great show. We'll do it again next week. Talk later.
Awesome.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.